ShipConstruction.com.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Venables, the new Oklahoma head football coach, Tony Elliott, Dan Radakovich, also interview at other places. Clemson to play Iowa State in Orlando, December the 29th. College football playoff set, Alabama, Michigan, Georgia, and Cincinnati. And Alabama, Michigan, Pittsburgh, Baylor, Utah all win their conference championship games. A very busy Monday show, so let's go! Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, December the 6th, 2021. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a very busy show today. What are we going to talk about? Really nothing really on the docket today. We have about eight topics or eight news items that would be full shows or full weeks. And how do you prioritize those? The main thing here is, it's Reaction Monday, so I'll let you, the caller, the listener, the texter, the tweeter, kind of set that for us. Among the things that we will get into today, Brent Venables leaves Clemson to become the head coach at Oklahoma. He arrived in Norman, Oklahoma last night after agreeing to become the head Sooner. It is ends an unbelievable run. Tim Beray said it best last night when he called him the most significant assistant coach in Clemson athletic history. I agree. He's the best I have ever seen as a coordinator, assistant coach, recruiter, just developer of talent, just amazing. Very, very happy for him and Julie and his two sons and his two daughters as Oklahoma gets a really, really good football coach. Bittersweet. Because this is one of those, and I wasn't close to Brent by any stretch, but just watching him from afar now, and you know, bittersweet because you're going to miss him, no doubt about that. But this is what these guys have worked and want to work all their lives for. So you're really, really happy that he'll become the 23rd head coach at Oklahoma and hopefully have the kind of success that Bud Wilkinson and Barry Switzer and Bob Stoops and some others have had there. Lincoln Riley and those others have had there. Little doubt that he will. Just a phenomenal football coach and maybe a better person than a football coach. Now, so we'll talk about that. What does that mean to Clemson's defensive coordinator position? What does it mean to Clemson's current defensive, players? What does it mean to Clemson recruiting? Try to address a lot of unknowns. I got to tell you, I don't know. I'll go into that a little later. Tony Elliott interviews with Duke and Virginia, according to multiple reports, and could hear something on him in the first couple days of this week. And what does that mean to Clemson's offensive staff and recruiting, things on those lines? Part of me says Virginia's a better job. Part of me says the Duke's is the more open opportunity right now because of Anthony Poindexter and others. And again, this coaching searches are hard to follow, but we'll try to do our best, obviously, and report anything that comes across our way. And Clemson Athletic Director Dan Radakovich interviews for the job at Miami. Reports are saying there's deadlines today for Mario Cristobal to accept a job. That is not open because Manny Diaz is still the head coach there. And then Dan Radakovich would have a decision to make as the athletic director at Miami, leaving Clemson. If that is the case, a lot of published reports and my own personal feeling, Graham Neff has earned this job. That'd be a pretty easy open and shut case. What he's been able to do here and impressed enough people here in his days and what he's done in his career, pretty open and shut. I think that'd be the case. I can tell you that one a lot easier than can defensive coordinator and offensive coordinator. Besides that, the news broke on Friday. Transfer portal, Tyson Pumichon, Frank Ladson, neither surprised. We can talk about those two positions a little bit today. Besides that, Clemson accepts a Cheez-It Bowl bid down to play in Orlando, Florida, December the 29th, 5:45 against Iowa State. Iowa State had a hard year this year, lost a bunch of close football games. So with Breece Hall and Brock Purdy and Matt Campbell and his two staffs that know each other really, really well. But who will be playing in the games? who will be coaching the games? A lot to be determined there for a game coming up in a few short weeks. College football playoffs. After this weekend's college football championship games where Alabama just rolls Georgia. How wrong were we about that one? Alabama torches Georgia to the tune of 536 yards and 421 yards passing. And rolls Georgia 41-24. Woodchips the Bulldogs. Now you got questions in Athens. Stetson Bennett, I don't know why he didn't put Daniels in the game just to see how Daniels would have performed in the last drive or two. But now who's the quarterback at Georgia moving forward? A lot of second guessing there. Kirby better win it, or there'll be second guessing in Athens, Georgia. Michigan makes a strong case. Look, if I'm Georgia now, Michigan's 42-3 win over Iowa. I don't feel great about this one as much. Cincinnati beats Houston 35-20, and now Cincinnati makes the college football playoffs. Great news there for college football, I believe, by them making it. As you knew, they manipulated the rankings where Alabama and Georgia would not face off in the semifinal game. Michigan-Georgia. Down in Miami and Cincinnati and Alabama and Dallas. Gamecocks have their bowl site and opponent South Carolina, North Carolina, Duke's Mayonnaise Bowl. In a rematch of the first game under Mac Brown in his second stint at North Carolina. We have, how about this crazy world? Joe Brady's out with the Carolina Panthers. The hot shot. Is that any better indication of when you have players like Joe Burrow and then those that three-headed monster wide receiver and Clyde Edwards-Helaire and Moss, when you have those kind of players, you look like a genius. When you have to resort back to Cam Newton as your quarterback and Christian McCaffrey out, then you don't look like a very good football coach. Wasn't it crazy when Alabama didn't have Jameson Williams? They didn't look a very good, well-coached football team, and they get him back, and they torch Georgia. It's crazy how that works. Keep listening. That's what we've been telling you for the longest time. Good news, bad news, Clemson Athletics over the weekend, besides football, Bad news is Tigers blew a 9-point lead with 5 minutes to go and lost to Miami on the hardwood 80-75. The great news, Clemson beats Oregon State in penalty kicks to advance to the Final Four of the men's college soccer, the College Cup, up in Cary, North Carolina. They'll face Notre Dame in the semifinals Friday. Georgetown and Washington are the other two. So congratulations, Mike Noonan. Fantastic news there for him. So, Reaction Monday. What'd you think of all those things? There are a lot of answers. There's a lot of questions. As I bring in the producer of this and many other shows, the engineer of this and many other shows, favorite son of Anderson, South Carolina, host of segment number two, John_Height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424 and a winky, winky, stinky, honky, donkey, donkey. Mr. John Height. How you doing across the glass over there today, buddy?
Morning, Mickey. I'm doing well. How you doing this morning?
Fantastic. Still got a little post-nasal drip, but I feel like $1 million.
Well, good.
Might not sound like it. Yeah, but how was your pretty eventful weekend, I would reckon?
It was eventful. It was good. Consumed a lot of college football and worked some Saturday and just getting everything ready. My sister-in-law gets married this upcoming Saturday, so just getting everything ready for that wedding this weekend. And it was a good weekend. I enjoyed a lot of football on Saturday. It was nice to be able to sit back. I was telling you, I was able to sit down finally on Saturday where Alabama cut it 10-7, and that was the last lead Georgia had.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I mean, like you said there in the open, how wrong were we? And I'll openly sit here and say how wrong I was when it came to the Georgia-Alabama game.
Did Jordan Davis look average?
Jordan Davis looked exhausted.
He looked out of shape, like he added weight throughout the year.
Looked like somebody who, not a lot of teams have thrown a lot of tempo at Georgia. There were plays, he was just standing there.
And one of the mistakes that we made, oh, by the way, Georgia, what would happen? Alabama's good, offense is good this year, but not great.
Right.
What would happen to Georgia if they played the LSU national championship team, the Alabama national championship team, or the Clemson national championship team?
They would have gotten rolled.
Right.
Anyway, absolutely rolled.
Maybe Georgia comes back. Maybe they win it all. If I'm Georgia, I'm a little bit worried here.
You should.
Especially
with
Michigan look.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about that in segment two, all those games?
Yeah. I want to discuss the scores of those in those games before we completely forget about them for the rest of time and move on to all this coaching and changing landscape across college football.
My wife made a great point to me yesterday when she said, you need to call Verizon. I was like, what is it? For some reason, people have switched your number with Dabo Sweeney's. So what are you talking about? I said, people are asking me, do you think he would offer the job to this guy?
Yeah.
Do you think that guy would take it? Do you think, I told you all last week, despite a lot of our textures, man, Brent Venables would take the Oklahoma job. It's one of the 10 best jobs in college football. That's crazy to think otherwise.
100% agree with you. And now, good for Brent. He deserves it.
We said that all week, though.
Yeah.
And he deserves all that. But I don't know who Dabo. One person on earth knows who Dabo Sweeney wants to hire.
That's Dabo.
Right.
We don't know. I heard from more people yesterday than I've heard from in years.
Do you think?
And I don't know anybody.
Do you think this guy would take it? I'm like, I don't even know the guy. I don't know. So, Verizon, can you switch my number back with Dabo Sweeney's number? Thought that was good. Coaching searches are hard.
Yes.
Because if you already have a job, unlike Manny Diaz, who already has a job, but yet other people think there's a job opening there. I told you before, it's like dating. You don't want people knowing that you're flirting with somebody else, even though you're dating somebody else.
Right.
Those are very, very difficult. I spoke to a couple different college football coaches over the weekend, and they asked me, I'm like, man, I don't know. What do you think? Is we don't know. And one coach made a good, pretty astute. He goes, you know, the closer you are to somebody, the less you know.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to confide in you really close personal information like that. That's something that you break after. Not you know, what's my thinking going on right now? So it's a cutthroat world. And I wish I knew. If I knew, I'd tell you, unless I swore not to. But I don't know who the candidates are. I don't know anybody who does that. Dabo will speak about this, I am sure. Exam week this week at Clemson, uh-huh. And they're on the road recruiting. I hear pretty positive news on the recruiting trail from talking to one source. Paul Strela is also putting this out from Rivals.com that It seems like a lot of the guys are still on board there.
Mm-hmm.
I had one text from a good friend of ours who said, Trenton Simpson has deleted his social media Clemson stuff on. I went, well, we'll just play with 10 then. Like I don't think I could be wrong on this. My gut's right a lot because I'm old and wise now, but my gut's right. I don't think Brent Venables is going to poach a bunch of football players from Clemson. They might leave, might go elsewhere, but I can't see Brent Venables poaching Clemson players and recruiting Clemson players to come to Oklahoma.
I kind of agree with you there.
Recruits are different because they hadn't signed anything yet.
Yeah.
But I don't think Brent Venables wants to start things out by poaching Clemson players. Could be wrong. But what a crazy world. What a crazy weekend. So, today's show, you want to talk Brent Venables to Oklahoma, Tony Elliott's Duke and Virginia opportunities, Dan Radakovich's Miami opportunities, transfer portal stuff, Clemson's bowl game, college football playoffs, all the conference championship games, any of the bowl games, basketball, soccer, anything's out there. That's 11 different topics that could last 20 days. One quick note, I don't know the timeline. I'm very interested in the timeline for Dabo and the defensive coordinator hire. Because part of you says December the 15th is the, or that mid-December date, look, the Wednesday when it is here, is the signing day. You like to have somebody in place there just to make the guys feel better about that. But, yeah, that's a Wednesday. But the other part of it is you're going to play one bowl game that, I mean, is nice because you want to win your 10 games, but it's not the most important thing. The most important thing is get the right guy. And there are other guys that would be coaching other bowl games who might be interested in leaving, maybe college football playoff. I'll tell you right now, I'd go with Mike McDonald and with Dan Lanning, gauge the interest. What are you thinking, defensive coordinator-wise? Would you like to come here? Here's one other quick note about Dabo. He has created a great culture here, not only with the players, but with the coaches. So Dabo will have a very easy sell here to coaches. The other side of that is he has a very big budget to work with. So when you combine good culture, family, I mean, guys who coach here love it because their families love it here because of the culture that he creates here and the time you have here. Brent Venables was at his kids' little league, his girls' basketball games, middle school basketball games all the time. Coaches are going to love that aspect of it. So on top of that, a few million dollars to throw around for a couple of coordinators, maybe. It is a very marketable job here. Dabo Swinney will have a very good list of candidates. And as good as Brent Venables is, there are other guys who can coach football too. So the culture here, the leadership here, and with Dabo here, I wouldn't shut the program down yet. I'd go ahead and do it in Orlando and play and then try to play the schedule next year. See if you can get 11 players on each side of the ball to play for. Short break, we'll come back. Segment 2, John Hight, much more right after this.
Whenever you head out the door to gather groceries for you and your family, head to your local Ingles. That's what we do in my household, and here are some of the great reasons why. Ingles is truly locally owned, just up the road in Black Mountain, outside of Asheville. Select Ingles locations offer Starbucks, fuel savings with your Ingles Advantage card, and a full-service pharmacy, many with drive-thrus. Each week, you'll find tons of savings in the Ingles Sales Circular, from fresh fruit and vegetables to meats, seafood, pork, and poultry. Need an event catered at home, work, or for a special occasion? Talk to the Ingles Deli and Bakery Department, and they'll get you set up. How about flowers for a special someone? Many Ingles locations feature a floral department with prices that can't be beat. Don't take my word for it. Find out for yourself why Ingles is where you need to shop for groceries. One team, one community. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
In the market for a new car? Check out State Credit Union today. They've helped over 3,500 members with their car loans this year. With rates as low as 1.99% APR and no payment for 90 days, you'll love your new car loan just like they do. Short on time? Applying online is fast and easy. Visit their website to learn more. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color? What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson, your independent local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Homeowners across the upstate and western North Carolina have been turning to Roto-Rooter for all their plumbing and drain cleaning needs for over 80 years. If you're taking a cold shower or have a clogged drain, call Roto-Rooter 24-7 and find out why homeowners in the upstate and western North Carolina call Roto-Rooter the most valuable plumber. Call 864-288-7686.
Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to provide savings of up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Take advantage of a 26% federal tax credit and an extra 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative customers can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, the reliable renewable.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Qualk here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football and baseball, they're all back, and that means it's time to lay down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online sports betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything like live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS, and they'll walk you through setting up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BETUS, and if you join now, mention WCCP, you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BetUS. So should you. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com.
This is for the men who never settle. The ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick. The type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
If you want something done right, you have to do it yourself. The same goes for your home. You have to start from the ground up. At Brownhaven Homes, they know the importance of building the exact home you and your family have been dreaming of. Brownhaven Homes is the right choice from start to finish. They have what other builders don't, the best products in the industry under one roof. Best of all, once the home breaks ground, the price will not change. Servicing the upstate and northwestern Georgia, visit brownhavenhomes.com for more information.
AgPro's New Year, New Deer sales event is here, and your whole team has the complete lineup of John Deere compact tractors for all your needs. Right now, get a 1023E tractor and loader for only $223 per month, or a 1025R tractor and loader for only $254 per month. To learn more, stop in or visit agproco.com. Offer ends 12/31/21, subject to approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
We'll be right back.
there doing a great job at the sailor level, making sure that you know exactly what you're getting into with the sailor help, blasting belly fat. The coaches have walked a mile in your shoes. They've been clients. Now they work there. These coaches took the dare themselves and are helping people like Ellen, who said she tried several programs, decided on the health there. Then she lost 21 pounds and 34 inches in 4 weeks. The health there coaches will cook for you. They'll shop for you. They'll make you comfortable every step of the way. Symptoms of type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure and cholesterol and sleep apnea are going away. Call the health there. They promise to reverse those symptoms in 30 days or your money back. Right now, second program is free. Buy one, get one. So call 1-877-IDARE-ME or for a free consultation, go to idareme.com. Segment two with Mr. John Hyde.
Mickey, you want to go over the conference championship results from this past weekend, the final weekend before we get into this bowl season and college football playoff and all that. Friday night, we had an interesting one out in the Pac-12. Well, Oregon and Utah squared off again after they faced off a couple weeks ago, and the result was similar.
Yeah.
Utah completely routes Oregon to a tune of 38-10. Oregon was never in this ball game. And, boy, it just, you know, I made the point last week when you look at Utah, if they would have just started stronger, they're playing like one of the best teams in the country right now. Utah's been fantastic in the back half of the season.
You don't want to play Utah right now.
No.
They've got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores on defense. They have a great defensive plan. They're very physical. They held Oregon to 13 first downs, 221 yard total yards, to 74 yards rushing, and dominated over two games, completely dominated Oregon.
Yeah.
To prove they're the best team by far in the Pac-12. And if you're going on who's playing the best football right now, Utah had you don't want to play them.
No, that I'm fascinated by this Rose Bowl with them and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because they're going to punch Ohio State in the mouth.
Yeah, I think Ohio State's going to have too much speed. We'll see. Again, who plays, you know.
Oh, yeah. You know, how many players are not, don't feel like a Rose Bowl is worthy?
Who coaches? Ryan Gadeck could have 1 foot of the Chicago Bears door by then. So who knows? But Utah will, physically, if you want to be battered and bruised, sign up for Utah right now.
Yeah. Moving on into Saturday. The big one in Atlanta, Mickey. Alabama taking down Georgia 41-24. Bryce Young, 26 of 44, 421 yards, 3 touchdowns. Jameson Williams, 7 catches, 184 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Alabama just rolled all over Georgia. And when they started putting up those points, Stetson Bennett and company just could not keep up. I thought the only thing they had really working for them was getting the ball to Brock Bowers. Which fascinates me when you, and we'll talk about this a lot over the next month, but when I'm looking at this Georgia-Michigan game right now, would you agree with me that Georgia's probably best offensive weapon right now is Brock Bowers?
Yeah, oh yeah, not even close.
Now you're going up against a defense and a team who plays a lot of teams whose best offensive playmaker is the tight end in the Big Ten Conference.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated by this Georgia-Michigan game.
Shocked Georgia couldn't run the ball against Alabama. More shocked that Alabama's offensive line held up there.
Yeah.
Finally, this is the same exact score of the Alabama and Georgia game from last year, where everybody put Georgia, you know, put them down like this is it, going to give the euthanize the dogs.
Yep,
17-point win. This isn't some last second field goal. This was annihilation.
They beat them down.
Absolutely. How did you turn around from scoring 0 points in three quarters against Auburn, and 10 points in regulation against Auburn to 41 against Georgia?
It's unbelievable.
And finally, maybe you didn't play him because you didn't want the quarterback controversy. You think Stetson Bennett is going to lead you to a national championship by beating Michigan in the Orange Bowl and then beating Alabama in the national championship game?
No.
I don't know, man. I don't know how you switch quarterbacks right here at the college football playoff. Ohio State did it out of necessity.
Alabama did it out of necessity.
Alabama did it as well. Yeah, maybe you do it, but Stetson Bennett.
Once again, Kirby Smart cannot handle the moment.
Kirby'd it up a little bit.
Are we going to get to a point where there's too much talent for him to Kirby it up?
I thought that was the case going into Saturday, but Zamir White, 7 carries, 27 yards. Georgia had averaged 30 carries for 109 yards. I don't know.
Georgia regressed big time on Saturday.
I don't see how Georgia feels good about a national championship now. You know, there was a time in there where we were talking about Georgia or the field, and Georgia was a huge favorite. Georgia, nobody's going. This defense is going to be up. How about 536 yards of offense, 421 yards passing yards there? And here's the thing: we kept saying, if you're going to beat Georgia, what kind of team beats Georgia? Great wide receiver play. Jameson Williams is a burner, and nobody at Georgia can keep up with him. 7 for 184 and 2 touchdowns.
And they lose Mechie in this game to a torn ACL.
Yeah, Mechie, that's going to hurt them. Because I still worry about their depth at wide receiver at Alabama. But
sure.
Nick Saban has Kirby Smart's number. And
big time.
And, man, if I'm Georgia, the trajectory of my confidence took a complete nosedive after watching a beatdown in Atlanta.
Not good. Not good for the Dogs.
No.
Speaking of not good, it wasn't good for Iowa on Saturday night when they went into Indianapolis to take on Michigan, who just rolls 42-3.
Anybody playing better than Michigan right now?
No.
After what they did to Ohio State? After balance against Iowa and shutting Iowa down?
To be fair, it's not that difficult to shut down Iowa's offense, but 42 on that defense.
That's right.
It's impressive. And Jim Harbaugh has them believing.
Absolutely, he does.
I think at Georgia, they were believing in their talent. I don't know if they were believing in the collective unit of everything. Michigan just flat out believes that they're going to get it done.
Absolutely, they do.
And like I said last week, I want to get into this some point over the month, but the arc that Jim Harbaugh has been on in the last couple of years is unbelievable.
Wild.
A guy that we all made fun of and wrote off.
Yeah, wild.
Tip your cap to the man out there wearing cleats and gloves to go coach a game.
Yeah.
It was fantastic to see. Wild one took place at noon, Mickey, where Baylor beats Oklahoma State 21-16. And what a crazy final play that was at the end of that game.
I'm glad for Oklahoma State that it did not cost them a college football playoff. Because with Alabama beating Georgia,
they weren't getting in.
No. So at least you can tell yourself that. But they ran 17 plays inside of Baylor's 10-yard line.
Spencer Sanders had a horrible day.
Oh, terrible day.
Four picks.
Terrible day. But you feel great for Baylor, you feel bad for Oklahoma State, but really, thank goodness it didn't cost them a CFP.
Because you'd have felt just awful terrible. For the just Cowboys terrible. If that would have been the case.
Right, terrible.
Cincinnati, speaking of, you know, they weren't getting in, because Cincinnati took care of business.
Yes.
Jerome Ford with 18 carries, 187 yards, 2 touchdowns.
They're balanced. And very I gotta balanced. Tell you, I'm interested in the Alabama and Cincinnati game, because if Alabama plays like they did against Auburn, Alabama will lose to Cincinnati.
Yep.
If they play like they played against Georgia, Alabama will roll Cincinnati. I don't know. Which one do you get? You don't know.
No idea. You got to lean towards the side of Alabama's going to blow them out, because most of the times when Nick Saban has a month to prepare for somebody,
right,
they could take care of business.
But Alabama has issues.
They do. You couldn't tell that by watching the SEC championship game, but if you watch the regular season, you would know that Alabama has issues.
Right.
It was just Georgia didn't present any issues for Alabama. And then finally in the ACC, a wild one took place. Really, it was a great game up until...
You know, it was not. Everybody expected like 1,000 yards of offense.
You were on pace for that in the first half.
Wake Forest started turning it over.
Yeah.
And that was it.
They don't have the defense to overcome turnovers.
No. For some reason, Sam Hartman reverted back to the NC State Sam Hartman and threw 4 picks.
Yeah. Something about that stadium doesn't work well for him.
No. But Hartman basically lost the football game. Pittsburgh held Wake Forest under 300 total yards.
And was it just me, or did anyone else think that their knee was going to go out when Kenny Pickett did the fake slide?
You got it.
The way that leg planted, I could feel it in my knee.
Yeah. If he planned to do it that way, and if other people are trying to emulate that now, we've got to change the rule.
Yeah.
Because once you start to slide, you ought to be down right there. Because the Wake Forest guys pull up.
Oh, yeah. The guy just was just standing there.
Pickett had a good game, not a great game. This was not the offensive show I thought it would have been.
Especially in the second half for me.
Yeah. With that said, though, it was a, really good defensive performance by Pittsburgh. Who would have thought Pittsburgh's defense would have won the game for?
Well, hats off to Pitt. ACC champs.
Yep. Good for them. Good for them.
It was a great conference championship weekend.
It really was.
I thoroughly enjoyed every bit of it. It was weird waking up and not having a Clemson football game. It seemed off.
Yeah.
But a nice reminder of what it hopefully will be like next year when you get back to it. But I was thoroughly entertained from the kickoff of the Big 12 championship to the end of the ACC.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was a great day.
Great day, no doubt about that for sure. I enjoy segment two. We call this Reaction Monday. Want to hear from you. What you think? Brent Venables to Oklahoma. Tony Elliott interviewing with Duke and Virginia. Dan Radakovich interviewing with Miami. Transfer portal stuff. Clemson's bowl game. College football playoffs. Conference championship games. Joe Brady out. Clemson basketball loses to Miami. Clemson soccer wins at Oregon State. A lot to get into. Hey, my friends at the Patterson Tax Service. I was on the phone all weekend with Russell, mainly talking football. Mainly talking coaches. But and some Tiger Golf gathering, which I know they had a good time at over there. But in the end, love what the Patterson Tax Service is going to do for us and what they always do for us. And we switched financial companies this year, so I'll do our SEP IRA a little bit differently than when we deposit that in there. But I'll wait on what he does because we plan financially. We plan tax-wise with Donnie Patterson and the Patterson Tax Service. Matter of fact, Russell probably has more coaching contacts, and Donnie has more coaching contacts than I do now because they do so many coaches. It's interesting. There was a, I don't want to mention it, but there's an assistant coach at a major national championship caliber program in another part of the country that he does the taxes for. We're talking about, it's just weird. You know, he gets turned on to certain guys and NFL guys and college guys that they, all these coaches, you know, here's my new tax guy. Here's tax, go do this. So, like everybody else, no one leaves the Patterson Tax Service. 864-859-8289. 864-859-8289. A short break, much more on the other side right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm John Wright Jr., owner and president of McCoy Wright, a fourth-generation commercial real estate firm based in Anderson. We service the Southeast by meeting the commercial real estate needs of our clients through transactional brokerage, development, and property management. We have an incredible team of people, and we would love the chance to talk with you about your commercial real estate needs. Go check us out online at McCoyWright.com or give us a call at 864-224-3503.
The holidays are approaching, so get your car ready before taking the trip home to see the family and celebrate with My Garage by Essex. Don't wait until the last minute to get your tires rotated or oil changed. Make your appointment today and check it off your list early. My Garage by Essex wants to take the stress of the holiday season away with great service and happy car rides. Call 633-5800, make your appointment, or just visit 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson. Spots fill quickly.
Holiday traditions should be old. Your carpet cleaner? Definitely not. You need the advanced clean of Zero Res. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $119 when you mention me, Mickey Plowler. Schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
At Ingles, we know that Christmas is a family affair.
Operation Silent Night is still in effect.
Okay, we're ready.
May yours be merry and bright.
Merry Christmas!
This week at Ingles, 50-ounce Hanover cut green beans, 2 for $4. Select sizes and varieties, Starbucks bag or K-cup coffee, $6.98 each. And select Gain laundry detergent or Flings, $8.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
If your family is faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's important to know exactly what you need and how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. Call for your free consultation, 864-654-3680. That's 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with attorney Nick Lavery today.
Hi, this is Jeff with the Pound Cake Man in Clemson. Now that school is back in session, it's time to get ready for fall sports and tailgating. And the perfect ending for your meal is a tasty made-from-scratch pound cake from the Pound Cake Man. We've got over 80 different flavors to choose from in whole cakes or cupcakes, regular, gluten-free, or dairy-free. We also offer free delivery anywhere in the Clemson area, so we can surprise a student or office on a special occasion. Check out our bakery on Old Greenville Highway in Clemson or our website, lbcakes.com. Order online or give us a call. The Pound Cake Man, just delicious.
I'm joined again today by Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, a listener asked, Walt, I hear Joe Namath, J.J. Walker, and other celebrities urging me to call the toll-free number and receive all these extra Medicare benefits. Is this for real?
Listener, I cannot tell you how glad I am you asked this question. These people basically are misleading and outright lying to the vast majority of you. There are very unique circumstances that few qualify for that may give one or two additional benefits. But these actors make it sound like Christmas. If you want the straight answer from a guy who knows and sells all the local plans, just give me a call at 864-307-8484. We will only change you if it truly benefits you.
There you have it. Medicare recipients, give Gary a call today at 864-307-8484 for the straight answer. You will thank me later.
The undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go down, you Florida!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I seem to recognize your face. Haunting, familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Cannot find the candle of thought.
Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-E-Y. Canty Foundation Specialist. Let them take care of you at Canty. Canty can fix it. The folks here, they've been doing an unbelievable job. As the cracks in above doorways or windows, jammed doors or windows, tilting chimneys or floors pulling away from your chimneys or sloping floors or any of these things, they can help you. Comes to bricks cracking or walkways or driveways or pool decks, it's Canty can fix it. C-A-N-T-Y, Canty Foundation Specials. Let them take care of you. CantyCanFixIt.com. Got a bunch of phone calls to get to today. And want to address a bunch of things. Texas said, y'all seen Makuba tweeting other Oklahoma players. Trent Simpson supposedly transferring to Everett Koval are all looking to flip to Oklahoma. Oh, this is a nightmare when news would come eventually. I'm not going to follow football players on social media to see what they're tweeting right now. They're emotional right now. I don't. Again, I could be wrong. My gut is that Brent Venables is not going to poach Clemson players. I could be wrong on that. Maybe he's already set it up. Maybe it's done deal and he's recruited them forever to come to Oklahoma with him. But I don't think that's the case. Kids are going to be emotional. The transfer portal makes it easy to do now. And there might be a guy or two to do all that. Caleb in Greenwood says, Mickey, I think this would be the test of Dabo as a dynasty builder. Very few coaches can win national championships once their coaches start getting poached. If you can get us back to promised land after losing Jeff Scott, Tony Elliott, and Brent Venables, then enters a whole new stratosphere of coaches historically. Yeah, could be. I don't know. Look, let's be clear. I'm not naive enough to think that Clemson might not ever be what it once was under Dabo Swinney. There's too many factors out there now. Things have changed. NIL has changed things. The transfer portal has changed things. The staff turnover has changed things. With that being said, if I had to bet for it or against it, I would bet that Dabo Swinney would have his program back to where it was at some point in time because of who he is. Because I don't think he has changed. Because if you think about it, I don't know so far of any major obstacle that he has faced in his career that he didn't pass. So going back to any, and you know, this idea that you win these national championships and it was smooth sailing and they didn't face adversity is completely 100% wrong. There's adversity in every single year. Adversity struck in every single year. But his leadership and his vision and his optimism and his competitiveness, all those extremely important characteristics from your head football coach. I think if I'm a gambling man, which I'm not, I would gamble on the side that Dabo Swinney has an elite program again. You combine that with whether it's Dan Radakovich or Graham Neff, I think the support will be there. The president and his support and the board of trustees and their support, those aren't going anywhere. And again, I don't want to sound, people take this totally wrong. Because I want, two things can be true here. As Tim Bray said, Brent Venables is the most significant assistant coach in Clemson athletic history. I love Brent Venables. Brent Venables is a key part to two national championships, four national championship games, six college football playoffs, over a 10-year run, unbelievable feats. So is that clear?
Yeah.
I can't give you a bigger compliment than this. The greatest assistant coach in Clemson athletic history.
100% agree.
But also, he's not the only guy who knows how to coach football. There are other really good, really smart, really competent coaches. And Dabo Swinney has created an environment here where there's a reason why Brent stayed here 10 years and turned down Auburn. There's a reason why Tony Elliott's been here as long as he has and turned down Tennessee. There's a reason why, I don't want to get into all these other guys because some of it I know and some of it I don't, but there's a lot of assistant coaches that have turned down really good jobs to stay here. Why? Because of the culture that he has here. And I'm not just with players, but with coaches, assistant coaches. This is a great place to coach, family-oriented. You get to spend time with your family here. You know the reason why he didn't have official visits in the spring and summer? Because he didn't want his coaches having to work all those weekends. Spend time with your family, man. We're going to go through a long fall together. Spend time with your family on the weekends. So that combined with whether it's Dan Radakovich or Graham Neff is going to give them millions of dollars in a budget to work with. This is not a this is not a terrible job that only one man could ever coach. Again, to be clear, he is the greatest assistant coach that I've ever been around, but that doesn't mean that there's somebody out there that can't do a good job. Somebody out there is not, you know, extremely talented. There are a bunch of people that are throwing out a bunch of names. One of the posters that gets me on text messages is on text messages and on boards, message boards are, well, that guy's gone. Well, that guy's not coming now. Well, that guy's leaving now. I mean, you don't know that, dude. You just don't know that. And I think that's a serious thing to say. But when you are touchdown tiger and nobody knows who you are, to sit back and go, well, I'm just telling you right now, that guy ain't coming. That guy's leaving. I mean, you don't know those things, man. But you don't have any repercussions by saying that. And then the guy says,
no one's holding you accountable for what you say.
So you really don't know that. Oh, he's going to hire this guy. No, you don't know that, man. You don't know that. So be reckless if you like. I just can't do it that way. I got a bunch of guys on hold. 654-ROAR. David is in Greenville. David, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing good, Big. How you doing?
Blessed. You got a cold?
Not a cold. I do have allergies.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I hope you feel, better.
Yeah. Oh, no. I appreciate it. I'm not feeling bad at all. I just got off work, so I work night shifts. So okay. By the time I get off, it's kind of like that. But I was going to say this, Nick. First of all, congratulations to Brett. And, man, I tell you, I'm like you. Man, it's bittersweet because that dude is a great, great coach. And he seems like a really good person. Don't know him personally, but he seems like a really good person. I know his players love him. I'll say this, though. I wish the best for Tony Elliott, whatever he decides to do. I really hope he sticks around for at least another year. Just because I don't, you know, as great as Dabo is and as great as the program has been, man, it's just been a lot of moving parts this year. And if you're losing your athletic director, your defensive coordinator, I mean, if Tony gets an opportunity to go and he wants to go, I hope he does it. But, I mean, I just really would hope he would stick around because, you know, I kind of think that they may take a slight step back on defense just because anytime you have a change like that, you know, you may lose a player or two. Not really sure yet who's going to come in. Somebody may come in to do a better job.
Right.
Let me ask you about this. Go ahead.
No, that is a good point. I had a person that is a former Clemson football employee, let me say that, that said, have we ever thought about the fact that maybe you get better at two of these three positions? And mm-hmm. I think he knew what he meant. I knew what he meant. But he specifically mentioned at AD, look, I'm a big Dan Radakovich fan. I think he's done a phenomenal job. But there are folks that feel like that if and when Graham Neff eventually gets his job, that you kind of dodged a bullet because if you don't, every day you don't hire him, that's when the Georgia Tech job might come open, his alma mater, or other jobs out there. He's turned down other jobs, by the way. And there are some out there to feel like that Clemson will be as strong or stronger with his leadership. Now, again, that's not me. I like both those guys. We'll have to see. But I think the world of both those guys. And, you know, maybe. Look, there's when Rick Stockstill left here, that hurt me because he's a personal friend of mine. And I thought, man, Clemson isn't going to be the same wide receiver again. Well, Dabo Sweeney kind of had a little different plan there at wide receiver, you know? So there are other guys who can coach football, in other words. Hopefully, Dabo Sweeney makes the right decisions.
I hope so, too. And so far, he has. And we just haven't seen a year or a time like this. And here's why I think I have a lot of confidence in Dabo, but this is the thing I think that makes a lot of people cautious. It's just because not with just the Clemson program has so many moving parts, college football itself has so many moving parts with the NIL players transfer and the
drop
of a hat and go anywhere they want.
Right.
So it's just a lot of different moving parts. But let me ask you, I was curious about this. I saw a couple posts that said that Todd Bates may be in consideration for the defensive coordinator job. And if he is, that'll be good. But I was thinking about this, and I'll see how you feel about this as well. That's kind of interesting because I wonder if Brett might not coach players, would he poach from the staff?
I would imagine that would be the case.
Yeah, because I think Todd Bates, for instance, he doesn't get that job. I could see Brent Venables coming in and offering him the defensive coordinator job, and he's very familiar with his system, and that would be a big loss for Clemson because the guy is such a great recruiter.
No doubt. Todd Bates does a great job and is a marketable guy. No, he's turned down other jobs to stay here. If I'm Dabo, the thing I would play is, man, I don't know if you want to get in that conference. I don't know if you want to leave here. Your family's comfortable here. You got four beautiful kids. You know, we're going to bump you up in a raise, that kind of stuff. But look, this is what you, in a way, and this is weird to say, but in a way, David, you kind of want this because one of the things that makes this job more attractive now than it was yesterday is the coaching tree. And if you come here, we're going to get you a better job when it's all said and done. We're going to better your family, get you some other coordinator position or head coaching position, or we're going to get you a raise out in some way. But so you come here and it's advancing your career. Most all these guys want to be head coaches someday. And this is a way to say, hey, man, you know what? We love you. And if you want to come here to be our defensive line coach, defensive end, linebacker, secondary, whatever it might be, it's a good stepping stone for you. We can have you come here for a few years, learn some things, learn a good staff, get a great culture, and you'll be a better coach when you leave here. Because not everybody's going to be here 10 years like Brent Venables. That's the weird part of it. That if you got a guy like that, normally they're gobbled up in 2 or 3 years. Georgia's going to find that out. Alabama finds it out every year. So we'll see. That's a very good point.
What hurts.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that hurt with Brent is because, you know, he was such a loyal guy. And I always figured that if it would take that job for him to leave. So Clemson fan base is going to be mad at anybody. Be mad at, what's his name, Riley.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley.
That opened that job up. Have a good day.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate the phone call for sure, man. Yeah, thank you for sure. Look, it's an interesting time. A lot of big decisions to be made. I trust, if it is Radakovich or Graham Neff, and I trust Dabo Sweeney, whatever those might be. But the other thing that Dave makes a good point is, hey, with the transfer portal, with the NIL stuff right now, it's a different world out there. So who knows? I think you'll see a lot more instability everywhere you look. Hour 2 when you come back right after this.